For this Friday, January 30th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Once again, MSD of Mount Vernon and MSD of North Posey have called off school. For this Friday, both school districts are participating in synchronous learning. This means that students will receive live instruction from teachers virtually. Each school has an individual schedule for synchronous learning, and students will receive more information from each school. Alexandrian Public Library officials say they are back open after a pipe break caused them to close their doors on Wednesday. According to a release, the break caused water to spill into the street and into the children's area of the library. They say they have blowers and dehumidifiers running to help dry out the affected areas in the library. Library officials say walkways and floors are safe, and there are cords, drainage hoses throughout some areas. If you're sensitive to noise, headphones, or a shorter visit may be more comfortable. Again, a reminder, Posey County has downgraded from a travel watch to a travel advisory. There are still roadways that are impacted by the large amount of snowfall and freezing temperatures. They urge residents to continue to use caution while traveling, as roadways may remain slick in spots over the next several days, as forecast temperatures may not rise above freezing until next Tuesday. North Posey girls basketball was able to get a game in last night as they were at home versus Forest Park. The Vikings lost a close game, 56-53. North Posey girls basketball is 12-11. They begin postseason play on Tuesday in the Class 2A Sectional 48 at Tell City against Tell City in the first game of the evening. From local college basketball, on Thursday night, both USI women's and men's basketball had a conference home game with Lindenwood. In the first game of the evening, USI women's basketball fell to Lindenwood, 69-67. Allie Saunders had a big game in the loss with 30 points. The Screaming Eagles have now lost back-to-back games as they are 14-6 and 8-3 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI men's basketball also lost to Lindenwood, 73-60. Amari Brown led USI in scoring with 22 points. The Screaming Eagles slide to 5-16 on the season and 2-9 in the OVC. Both USI women's and men's basketball are home tomorrow evening versus SIU Edwardsville. The women's game is at 5 o'clock. The men's game follows at 7:30. Evansville women's basketball fell at home to conference foe Belmont last night, 79-73 in overtime. Georgia Cox scored 23 points, and Cameron Runner put together the program's first triple-double with 19 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. The Purple Aces are 5-16 and 3-7 in the Missouri Valley Conference. That's news and sports for this Friday, January 30th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.